You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
The Wire.
I don't know, and frankly the whole thing gives me the heebie-jeebies.
The Wire.
Migrant exploitation has been a prominent issue for the last few months, with several protests by community groups that led to Labour launching an immigration review. Aotearoa Tongan Response Group is one of the community groups involved in this movement, advocating for the Pacifica community in particular. Today I spoke with the group's organiser and community leader, Manase Lua. We spoke about the state of migrant exploitation, especially his experience with Pacifica migrant workers. I also asked about his thoughts on both National and Labour's response to this issue, and what policies and actions need to be taken. Now, before we dive into different approaches to migrant exploitation in government, can you tell us a little bit about what your experience has been with migrant workers in your role with Aotearoa Tongan Response Group?
Sure. We've been working for some time together with Anu Kaloti, right from the initial outbreak of the coronavirus here in Aotearoa in 2020. We put in a petition to government regarding pathways to residency for our overstayers, because we saw that they are the most vulnerable people during a pandemic, including migrants. And Anu Kaloti was pushing from the other side for migrants who are stuck here during the lockdown. So we've been working together since day one, helping our communities, our respective communities, and we've combined forces to also push that forward to the government.
And what kinds of cases have you seen that were particularly concerning?
Well, for instance, you've had people here through no fault of their own, but because of the pandemic, couldn't go back home. You know, the borders in the Pacific Islands were locked because of, rightly so, the governments there didn't want the virus spreading in the islands. So they couldn't leave even if they wanted to. So some of them ended up overstaying, you know, and you've got people who've been here now for over 3 years through no fault of their own. And you know, they're trying to make ends meet as best they can. And there's definitely something wrong with an immigration system that doesn't seem to have a heart for communities, especially for our communities who have helped build this country generation after generation. And we saw what happened in the 1970s with the Dawn Raids, which were racially targeting our Polynesian people.
Labour is currently in the process of conducting an immigration review. Do you think they should be replacing these policies before the election?
Well, in fact, yesterday, and I was there, Saturday, they announced their policy that if re-elected, they will have an amnesty for overstayers, if re-elected. Sadly, they had the opportunity to do this while they were in government, but they've made it an election issue. So you have to sort of vote for them in order for these to come to place. So what they've said is that they will allow a one-time amnesty for people who have been here for over 10 years without papers. They've called it a regularization policy, and that will allow them to a pathway to residency and they can apply. So it's basically an amnesty that they've announced, and it was on the news and stuff on the weekend as well.
Now, do you think there are any other new policies that need to be implemented in that case?
I think, again, the immigration reforms have been very slow, and they've been, again, almost counter to the what the actual needs are on the ground. You know, for instance, you've got a lot of young people who grow up in this country, do well at school, and some of them are excelling in sport and are prefects, they're ducks, they've made the top of their class in some subjects, only to find out that when they try to go to university that they're actually overstaying, their parents are overstaying, and they have never been aware that they were overstaying. And that's really sad for young people, and there's apparently 1,000 children of overstayers that are in the situation. And I would argue that they're the most innocent party here. It wasn't their decision to be in this country without, you know, legal rights. That was a parents' decision. But, you know, it's also not a crime to be here, to overstay a visa either. So, you know, we had recently the Dawn Raids happening in South Auckland. You know, that was verified by a report done by a King's Counsel, Mike Heron, that, that basically brings to question the Dawn Raid apology. You know, it made it sound hollow that they would apologise yet still do Dawn Raids. You know, they just didn't make sense. So the whole system needs to be overhauled, and we need to look at our immigration policy settings? And are we really a fair and just society when it appears that people of colour are still being picked out for deportation? And if you look at it, the numbers show that the vast majority are people of colour. Polynesians, Pacific Islanders and Asians and migrants are usually the ones that get targeted for deportation by the department.
Now, overall, with the immigrants that are being exploited, what do we need to do to support them, especially our Pacifica migrant workers?
Well, the vast majority of migrant workers, again, they come here to find a better life, and that's not a crime. And so they're here to help build our economy. They're here to do jobs that most Kiwis don't want to do, yet we're making it harder for them to settle here because we have to make them jump hoops, fill in a million forms, you know, do all of this bureaucratic stuff that takes time and money, costs a lot of money, and no pathway, no valid pathway to residency. And then we're separating fathers from their wives and children who are left back home, and that causes other issues, social issues. So we need a policy that actually is family-friendly, common sense, simple, and fair and equitable. Right now, that does not exist. Immigration policies just don't work for our migrant communities, our people of colour, and our Pacific and Asian whānau who come here to make New Zealand home and to help build our society.
Obviously, making these changes is crucial for our communities living in Aotearoa, but looking at the big picture, if we don't provide the support and the changes that are needed, how will this impact our relationship with Pacifica countries?
I believe that there will be a generation of young Pacific Islanders who will grow up to fully understand the nature of how our country, Aotearoa, has neglected our Pacifica communities for generations. You just have to look at the negative statistics. You just have to look at how certain political parties are using us as a political football to dog whistle and to mobilize a base that are always anti-Pacific, anti-immigration, anti-anything that doesn't look like them. That's wrong, and that's sad because we have all come here the same way. Only Maori are here with a right to be here as the First Nations Indigenous people, yet we come here the same way as everybody else to build this country into a great country, yet we're victimized and often told that we don't belong here. Just come here, clean our toilets, pick our fruit, fill our shelves and stock them up and then leave. That's just not how good people in a good society should operate. We should be afforded the same rights and responsibilities and the same opportunities as everyone else, but it's not the case here in Aotearoa.
National responded to this issue several weeks ago with much criticism of Labour and also promised that they will bring back proper verification checks with the accredited workers' visa, but are yet to release an official policy. What are your thoughts on this?
Oh, National are making it up as they go. They're just as bad as anybody else. And in fact, even though in the dawn raids of the 70s, the Labour Party came up with the idea, it was National who actually enacted it and put it fully into force with the Muldoon government. And it was a very, very aggressive and violent, often regime that broke up families. And I grew up when I was when we migrated here in the 70s, and I was also a child of the Dawn Raid, so I know what I'm talking about. It was a harrowing time for many of our Pacifica people, and we've never forgotten that. And National needs to remember that they put the boot into our communities first, even though it wasn't their idea. They actually enacted it when they won power in the 70s, and they need to also wake up to the fact that they're just as guilty as anybody else, and they need to come right, and they need to stand up, and if they want to just Aotearoa, do something about it and stop with dog whistling and pandering to the far right and actually do the right thing for the whole of the country. If they keep saying they want to bring back our country, well, which country is that? The country that everybody belongs in? That's the thing they need to remember, and they need to wake up to that. And we're doing a peaceful march on Saturday, the 30th of September. It's called Savali Olefile Mu. It's a walk for freedom and peace. And I'm inviting anyone in the community who supports freedom, peace, forgiveness and anti-racism to join us. It'll be at Ponsonby in Auckland, and we'll start from Franklin Road and walk to Western Park from 10 to 1 p.m.
That was Manase Lua from the Aotearoa Tongan Response Group talking about migrant exploitation issues during the upcoming election and how they relate to Pacifica communities.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.